A lawsuit was filed today in federal court in Washington on behalf of three detainees being held at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The three men, an Australian and two British citizens, were captured in Afghanistan along with al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. The suit maintains that the U.S. government is violating constitutional guarantees to due process by holding the men without filing any charges against them. The case could affect the standing of hundreds of other detainees at the base, as NPR's Greg Allen reports.
The two British citizens named in the suit, Shafiq Rasool and Asif Iqbal, are of Pakistani descent. They lived in small towns in England before going to Afghanistan, where they were captured by U.S. troops. The other man named in the suit is David Hicks, an Australian who's been depicted in some accounts as one of the hard cases at Guantanamo. U.S. officials say he threatened to kill some of the guards upon his arrival there. The families of Rasool, Iqbal, and Hicks hired lawyers who are working on the case with the Center for Constitutional Rights. The center's legal director, William Goodman, says even though they're not citizens, international treaties and the U.S. Constitution still gives them some important fundamental rights.
The right to a lawyer, the right to a hearing, the right not to be sent to jail indefinitely until someone decides they don't like you or they now you can go. Those rights apply to everyone and should apply to everyone, and that is what this case tests.
The suit challenges the constitutionality of an executive order signed by President Bush last November that allows the government to hold indefinitely anyone suspected of terrorism. U.S. authorities have designated the three men and all of those being held at Guantanamo as unlawful combatants and have said they may face military tribunals. The Justice Department has had no comment on the lawsuit, but Andrew McBride, a former assistant U.S. attorney, believes the government has a strong case. He says earlier court cases make clear that foreign nationals held outside of the U.S. don't have the same right to due process as those held on U.S. territory. And he says past Supreme Court decisions upheld the constitutionality of military tribunals.
These people aren't being held pursuant to U.S. criminal law. They're being held as people who have violated the laws of war. And of course, you can hold them, indefinitely. There haven't been any standards set out for when a trial would begin.
Attorneys for Rasool, Iqbal, and Hicks deny that their clients had anything to do with terrorism, and they say they'll fight the government's contention that Guantanamo Bay is not a part of U.S. territory. Attorney Joseph Margulies is representing Australian David Hicks. He says the U.S. has held Guantanamo Bay since 1903 and that it's a small, more or less permanent working city.
And to suggest that the United States can, by the expedient of bringing people there as opposed to the mainland, deny them all rights, deny them all process, allow whatever it is that they want to happen to them, is anathema.
Last month, a similar lawsuit was filed in Los Angeles by civil liberties groups who did not represent any individual plaintiffs. The federal judge hearing that case expressed doubts that his court had jurisdiction in such a matter. By filing a case in the nation's capital on behalf of individual plaintiffs, attorneys for Rasool, Iqbal, and Hicks hope that they'll have better luck. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.